Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, George Brett. Batting second, the DH, Hal McRae. Batting third, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth, the catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Pete Lockhock. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jim Colburn. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second, the second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting third, the right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fourth, the DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting seventh, the catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Aurelio Rodriguez. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Rule. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock throws the ball into White, who tags Fuentes, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ogilvie. The throw from Porter and he is out, Patek applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rule fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Lockhock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive towards first. Thompson catches it and steps on first to double up White. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. McRae reaches second base with a double. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. McRae scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ogilvie hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockhock. Ogilvie reaches second base with a double. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter fires to second and picks off Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub strikes out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brett moves to third. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Royals. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 1 in the game. Verizer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodriguez moves to second. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Colburn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rodriguez moves to third. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Ogilvie takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub is called out on strikes. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Mayberry hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McRae moves to second. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gura, and towards White, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. he's got one RBI. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 3 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. Two outs. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 3 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ben Oglavy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oglavy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Oglavy hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.